Before we wrap this thing, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He was the 132nd overall pick in 2022 out of Nevada. 42 receptions, 425 yards, 3 touchdowns as a rookie. He joins us courtesy of Panini. Romeo Dobbs is my guest. Romeo, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I am doing fine, Jim. And yourself? How's everything going, man?
My man, I'm great. It's good to hear your voice. Good to see you. And I'm going to talk to you about Panini momentarily, but great to have you on. Listen, let me ask you about your rookie year. You spend your entire life working and grinding and dreaming about playing in the NFL. So when you get there, I'm curious, injury aside, how did that first year play out compared to your expectations coming in?
I thought it was pretty good, man. Could have been better. But I just know this year it was a grind. Playing for a Hall of Fame quarterback, position, that you are in, it's not the easiest, but you just got to keep grinding out. Just keep doing your thing, man. But, crazy year, lots of ups and downs, but, I'm grateful and thankful to be a part of something special. But, I know this offseason, just got to keep grinding and just becoming a better version of myself. So.
Romeo Dobbs joining us. Dude, that sounds about right. I mean, that sounds like a rookie year in the NFL. You mentioned the quarterback. You know, here in Southern California, you like me, you're a SoCal native. You were a do-it-all dude at Jefferson High. You played quarterback. You played wide receiver. You played running back. So you know what it's like to function under center. That said, you did have to do it with one of the best to ever do it, a guy that you grew up watching on TV. You're a pro now. You pull a paycheck now, but I'm curious, what was it like early in training camp when you first started catching passes from Aaron Rodgers? Was that kind of a trip? Was it sort of surreal?
It was at some point, because you don't really get those ops like that. So at some point, I just had to, mindset had to be a little different because I know it's kind of a business, being in this league. So. But overall, I am grateful to, have a year with him because he will get you better in the long run. So, I'm just grateful for it.
Romeo Dobbs joining us courtesy of Panini, which we'll get to in a minute. I mentioned you're a SoCal native. I'm curious, I understand, our son is a senior at the University of Wisconsin. We built a home in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. I know what it's like, dude. It's very different than the way we came up. And even you and I came up in different ways. But I'm curious, as a Southern California native, what was it like for you to live and work in Wisconsin your first year?
That was probably the biggest transition, of my life. But I had to anticipate the weather because a lot of people was talking about the cold weather. So when it came by, I made sure I was ready for it. I made sure I had the clothes for it. But overall, man, Green Bay is, it's a great city to be in. I love the city. I love how low key it is. And I'm just, grateful to be a part of it. So.
Man, that transition from college ball to the NFL is intense, especially when you go to a high-profile franchise. And again, you play with one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. I'm curious, did it help you that you were able to go through that experience with another rookie wide receiver in Christian Watson?
Yes, yeah, we was pretty much in it together the whole year. Whenever I had questions for him, I'll go up to him and ask, vice versa, because there was also another rookie receiver in the room. Samori was in the room as well. And we have veterans of Randall and Allen who's been with him for quite a long time. So I'm just grateful that, we get to build this thing up together and just to get better as receivers moving on forward.
I'm glad you brought up Randall. What Randall, man, Randall Cobb is a pro's pro. I mean, there's nothing this guy hasn't seen. There's nothing this guy hasn't done. There's a reason why he and Aaron are so tight and Aaron want him to come back. What's it like to watch this guy work and prepare? Randall.
I make sure I'm tuned in with him every time. Whenever I got questions from him, I go up to him. And just aside of football, I'm just, grateful to have him around because, again, we never know what's going to happen after this year. So just being around him, he's a great guy. And he's just the OG in the room. So whenever I had, a lot of any questions or just some advice playing in this league, I go to him every time because, again, he's been in that, system for a long time. He's been around 12 for a long time. So that's a great person that you would love to go and get questions from.
Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs joining us. One last thought about 12. Hey, listen, I mean, it's his life. It's his deal. You know he's going to think about it. He's given. In fact, he was on the show, Romeo, a few weeks back, and I could tell, man, he was already deep into it in his process and his introspection. Do you have any feel for what he's going to do? Any sense of what he might do? What do you think?
I have no idea, man. You know, if he decides to come back, that's great. And even if he chooses not to, it's his life, and we can't really, we aren't in control of it. I wouldn't be mad at either decision, you know, because he's already proved his point in this league. We've all seen what he can do, and you know, again, I couldn't have been thankful enough to, you know, play this year and, you know, be one of his receivers. So.
Romeo Doubs joining us. And if you're watching on CBS Sports Network on the TV side, it's in the background. There's Panini. You've teamed up with Panini and their NFL rookie trading cards. What's that program about? What's the deets?
I mean, just signing cards, man. You know, that was another grind, you know, coming in, just, you know, signing cards just to get them out to people. But I know it's for the people. It's a reason why, you know, not just myself, but the rest of the rookie players that are a part of this, you know, company. It's, you know, it's a blessing, you know, something that you might not ever get back. So feels good, man.
You bet, man. You want that. That's good to be recognized for that. In fact, listeners can go to paniniamerica.net. Hey, Romeo, one last thought. You had to deal with that ankle injury. You know how it is in the game, right? It's not a question of if, but it's a matter of when. There's a 100% injury rate. It's just a matter of when it happens, how severe it happens. I'm kind of curious, because it was a high ankle, you could probably shed some light on this. What do you think that Patrick Mahomes is dealing with this week, having had a similar injury yourself? How do you think he'll play?
I think he'll play fantastic. He's, again, he's been dominant since he's gotten the league. You know, we all know what he can do. We all know what he's capable of doing. You know, either if you are in the building with him or just being an outside looking in, just seeing it on TV. You know, I've watched him, you know, before I've gotten here, and I think he's a fantastic quarterback, fantastic player. And I think the way how he's handling it the way how he's supposed to. So.
I like that, dude. How good was it for you to get back and get some sunlight, man? Get some warmth, get some vitamin D. How did that feel?
It felt good, man. You know, just being in Green Bay for so long. And I know I'm a Cali kid, so just coming back to this weather, I knew at some point in time I was going to get back to it. But it feels good to be back out here. But I won't make it too long because I don't want to get too comfortable in it. So.
Dude, that's smart. Exactly right. I like that. That's a great attitude. He's a wide receiver for the Packers. He was the 132nd pick overall out of Nevada. He joins us courtesy today of Panini, Romeo Doubs. Romeo, appreciate you, man. Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing that. Let's do it again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get to it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Romeo Doubs. I love it. Love a good SoCal coming in here and showing up like that. That was fun. Appreciate him. Appreciate that.